Today FM's Rove and Sam.
You know what? I'm going to say it. I've been racked with having Snooze as our sponsor, Sam.
You've been in such a good mood as well.
Yeah, it's almost like I'm getting a decent night's sleep now.
And they can help take out the stress from having to guess what type of bed best suits your needs.
Oh, and how many times do I have to say it? I like it when I don't have to think.
The great thing about Snooze is that they sell a wide range of quality mattresses, bases and headboards.
You said headboards.
How old are you?
Emotionally or physically?
Let's roll the podcast.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
You with us?
Yep.
Sam was nearly, you know, you fainted?
Oh, I just feel dizzy. I got a headache.
I've
been on a high today.
We'll crash in a minute. I'm glad we're doing the chitty chat first. Can I say welcome to new chitty chatters?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. We should explain what the chitty chatters is.
We've been doing a bit of a push at the moment.
Kurt Urban.
It's happened that happened on the show today, guys. I said the name Keith Urban. Sorry if you're a first time listener. This is kind of it for the chitty chat. It's a bit ropey. It's a bit sloppy. Don't pretend this isn't what you want in a pre-podcast intro.
Basically, we've just finished up our radio show. Yeah. It's 9:15 in the morning. We do the chitty chat. So we basically debrief about what's going on, what's happening behind the scenes.
We just or shoot just the mother shit.
How dare you?
There's
welcome to Jamie.
Jamie, our button pusher who edits all of our swear words out. My brain isn't working anymore, guys.
I need to find my pen because I've got to write that down.
There
otherwise,
you go. Shit.
It's raining pens.
Hallelujah. Sam, today is post-Bachelor Friday. We've crossed the finish line last night. Man.
Done.
You're either really mad or you couldn't give a stuff.
I think a lot of people, some people couldn't give a stuff. I get that.
It seemed it was very one-sided. I handpicked the winner day one by just what are the odds?
I can't believe it.
I'm trying to remember if I can. I'm trying to recall when Richie was here and I looked him in the eye because I was trying to read it and picked Alex.
But do you know what? Do you know what? Also, he said. He's like, oh, you know, one of our first kisses got edited out. It was a really full-on pash-pash, and that's for me.
I missed what you mean there.
So he said one of the moments where I fell in love with her was on our first date. We had a full-on pash-pash. It was really hot and heavy, blah, blah, blah. They've edited it out. And then I was like...
Oh, so that's how you knew you fell in love, because it was hot and heavy.
Mate, I've had hot, sweaty pashes in my life. Trust me, they ain't the one.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Know what I'm saying?
Well, this was my take on it too. When Alex, and for those of you who haven't been watching the show, you might be listening to this on the other side of the world, Carlita. There was an episode where one of the dates was Richie getting into a bath of melted chocolate, which was quite... eerie and
disturbing.
Gross. But at the same time, it was with Alex, who ended up being the lady that he has chosen. Spoilers for what's coming up. And I remember at the time thinking, like, that I already had her pegged as my winner, not that she was necessarily the one I was rooting for during. Yeah. But, and I was looking at it going, well, that's how you know it's Alex. And if it's not Alex... then heaven help who has to watch this now as the winner. Because that thing was quite... sexual. There was a lot of rubbing, a lot of grinding.
I can't.
And I just thought to myself, no other woman had that experience with Richie. They were playing in the pool and they're frolicking and being, yes, he's been just in bathers with someone who's just in a bikini and things like that. But no, Alex was the only one who straddled him. And every time that they would cuddle, she would jump up and wrap her legs around him like a monkey on a tree. And that's where I was sitting there going, well, that's where if he's thinking a particular way with a particular part of his body, and we all know the fellas do, she is going to be a tough nut to crack when it comes to winning this thing. Because she's got that. She's got the one who's like, well, it's hot and heavy when we get together. Yeah, that one pours her heart out and that one's sensitive and fun. but I'm the hot one that gets your blood racing. And when you are cut off from doing it with anyone and you got a smorgasbord of 22 to choose from, guaranteed your heart goes that way. Follows your penis. Wow, I don't know where I went with that, guys.
Yeah. I hear
you. But what do you think? What do you think? I'm not saying, to be honest, I'm so agnostic. I don't particular. You choose who you want to choose. Do what you want to do. Go where you want to go. Thumbs up. We're done. Welcome, Georgia Love, next week. But Sam, you've been through this. Seeing them come through, it's a whirlwind.
Yeah.
Having gone from complete isolation from the finale to now, it's months later.
Yeah,
you don't
months,
really get to
months.
Talk. Like, the restrictions must be pretty tight.
Yeah,
especially, and you know, I obviously mean this with all sincerity, that because your ending was leaked.
Yeah.
So I think even more so this time round, there was a lot of fear and chitty chatters. We mentioned this yesterday. You know what? Open forum. You know what? I don't care anymore. The Channel 10 publicists were not very happy with us during this run.
No.
There were some, suggestions that maybe we wouldn't get people on the show if we didn't stop asking particular questions. Here's the thing. Sam's been through this before. I've worked in television. The people who listen to our show are not stupid.
Exactly.
So if we ask an informed question that I think is actually something people might want to know about how things work behind the scenes, how has this experience been for you, rather than, have you found love? What do you really think of the dates?
Yeah, I know.
Mate, I'm sorry. Grow up. Understand how this business works and stop having a sook.
Exactly. And that's the biggest thing. So Channel 10 pulled our interview with the top two, and they were threatening to pull Richie and Alex, the winner, for today. All because they're just not happy because we're asking about producers, we're asking about publicists, and it's like...
And a joke that was made.
Exactly.
That they reckon we were giving away the ending, which is all lies.
And the thing is, guys, I'm doing my job asking... My job is to ask questions that the listeners want to hear. Mm-hmm. That's my job. And to provide entertainment for them. That's exactly what I'm doing. If you can't do your job into training those people, okay, so when this question's asked, I get it. Like... You just have to do your job and say, okay, if you're asked this is what you say, give them media training. Like, instead of being like, oh, they felt uncomfortable with the questions. Well, too bad.
Well, you know what? Maybe you don't like the question. You're not doing the interview.
Exactly.
They're doing the interview. And sure, they don't like it. Guess what I do for a living? Part of my job is I get asked, you know what I would like to do? Never have to do an interview with anyone ever where I have to talk about myself and what I do when I leave this job.
Yeah.
But it comes with the turf and you learn to roll with the punches, or you learn that, oops, I slipped up. And you know what? That's the other thing. I've learned from past mistakes how to handle what we do. And you guys are learning it at the speed of the dial being up to 11.
Yeah.
Because you're thrown at the deep end. Can't remember who it was. One of the girls who came out, I went, oh, she did really well. And when you left, they went, they've trained her well.
Yeah.
Meaning she answered all the questions properly. I felt, oh, we got good satisfactory answers. And you were like, nah, mate, you just fell for it. She did everything she was told and did it very well.
And I said in one of the interviews with one of the batch girls, and I go, and I asked a question. She gave some generic answer. And I go, yeah, right. I know how this works. This ain't my first rodeo.
Yes.
I know that after every interview, they say to you, okay, now you got Rove and Sam now. The kind of questions that they ask, I know that you know that. Don't.
And we're not here to spoil the show. We're not here to say, right, here's what really does happen. Because Sam, you would know stuff that people aren't meant to know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I don't want to know. And I don't want people to know because that's not what we're here to do, is expose how it works. We're not here to tell you how the lady is sawn in half.
Exactly.
But when I say to Richie, are you happy with how you've been portrayed? Because I have met you. You seem like a lovely guy. Sam speaks very highly of you. If I've never met you before, at face value, I'm watching you on this show and you're not coming across the best. He says, oh, no, I'm 100% happy. I am well within my rights to stop him in his tracks and go, wait, 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 100% happy. Because there's other people like Kira who are on this show going, you know what, it's in the edit. He just said to me in this very interview today, well, you didn't see everything and they cut this and they cut that. That's not 100% happy, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you tell me something like that and I bring you to task on maybe that's not the open and honest answer, that's not me being difficult and that's not me being mean. That's just me just going, hey, say you're not.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not happy, 100% happy with everything we do on this show, every decision we make. That's life.
Exactly.
It's fine. Let's all be grown-ups. And as I like to say in the year 2016, own your shit.
I couldn't agree more.
Anyway, on that, they're about to have a whirlwind of a day.
Yeah.
When they wake up tomorrow, is it finished? And then they roll over and they go, now what?
Well,
what happens when life starts?
It's finished. Like, today's massive. Yeah. And they'll fly to Melbourne and do the project and la, la, la. This weekend will be just busy. It won't be.
It's a couple of days rolled out now that the announcement's happened.
And then they'll do, have you been paying attention on Monday?
Gotcha.
But it'll be like a few weeks until, you know what? It'll be until The Bachelorette starts. And everyone's like, okay, bye-bye. Georgia Love.
Which is next week.
Georgia Love. Interest, interest, interest. And, you know, so that'll be a positive if, well, it depends on what they want.
Well, here's what it comes down to.
It'll be a positive if they want a normal.
Yes.
Let's go down to the supermarket. Let's watch DVDs. Let's just hang out and be a normal couple. If that's what they want, which is the best part of a relationship and my favourite part, then that's great. If they want the attention and they want to paddle through this and they're enjoying the spotlight, then they'll chase it and chase it, and then it'll go on for a couple of months.
It will be interesting to see when they wake up and suddenly the spotlight isn't on them anymore.
What happens? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And this is what I always say about Bachelor contestants, reality TV contestants, you always find out their true personalities once the spotlight goes down.
Mm.
Once they're not getting as much attention, you always find out their true personalities, what their real intentions are.
Look, when I moved to the States, it was a weird readjustment to no one knowing who the hell I was. And
yeah.
I'd come from finishing up the show when no one knew I was finishing and it kind of pulled the rug away. I was still relatively new in my relationship and my marriage. There was still a lot of interest and a lot of people parked out in front of the house, a lot of stuff that you would know all too well, unfortunately, Sam Frost.
Yeah.
Got to the States and it's like, you know what? And let's be very honest. It's nice that sometimes with what we do, if you want to get a dinner reservation that night, you can sometimes just pick up the phone and say, hey, what are the chances of me just coming in? Of course, there are perks as much as there is the other side of things. But what I was very pleased with was when I realized, oh, yeah, I have zero perks here, but also zero, stop following me around. I feel important because there's paparazzi.
Yeah.
When that's not there, I took a deep sigh of relief and went, oh, great. And you know what? No, you know, when I'm walking around a shopping center on a Saturday, someone looks at me and I'm like, oh God, here we go. Oh no, they're just looking at me because I'm a dude walking around like you would look at anyone else. And I was fine with it. And that was really important to me because I hadn't ever really had to experience what that was like.
Well, you've been working in this industry for such a long period of time. And so that would have been a huge readjustment.
And it could have been something where I turned around and went, oh, God, no, you know what? I'm important. Guys, over here.
Yeah.
So I do wish them all the best. And hopefully they can just be, find out who they are as people, who they are as a couple.
Just a quick side note.
Yes.
Sash and I have spoken about this before. I think Sash and I reckon our relationship would be stronger if we were just Sash and Sam from the suburbs. You know what I mean? Without all of this. I think we would be so much stronger. I think that
we're going too long, Jamie. Yeah. I know it. One other thing I will say, you will be surprised because when Tasma and I started going out, we had to do it in hiding.
Yeah.
And I think similar to you guys, you would be surprised with how strong a foundation you can build when the only time you have is with each other almost locked in a house.
Yeah.
You can't go out and see a movie for a date. Your date is the two of you together talking all night.
Hanging out.
So you learn everything about each other. Every annoying habit and quirk and whatever is brought to the fore sooner than expected. Mm. So in many respects, I find that when you do get to be the bird that is released from the cage and go out and experience the world, you've already had that time where you are compressed together, which normally comes later as something to go, no, we can be just the two of us with nothing else, and it works. And that's a great, solid foundation to have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, guys, if you're a first-timer, sorry. Sometimes it's us just going...
Sometimes it's us just swearing a lot, going, F this guy and F this guy, and this guy's just walking past the studio.
It started very chitty-chatty.
It started, and then,
anyway.
Just venting.
I got a little edit point for you, but that's okay.
And look, we've got... you missed it, guys. See if you could pick where it was. we're away for a week. It's a survey break, as they call it in radio. Everyone does it, but they say don't talk about it on air. So you're the Chitty Chatters. Welcome to the truth.
we're going away for a week and I can't wait.
Here's the significantly edited bit. Roven Sam. Thanks to Snooze, it is amazing what a little snooze can do. And I don't know if anyone's had the chance to do that after last night. The rooftop nearly exploded.
Let me tell you, I didn't sleep last night. My head, guys, I can't get it out of my head. The moment. Oh, my God, the moment.
Energy, I really hope you understand. My heart is with Alex.
So that's from our world-famous rooftop. Last night you had a bachelor party. I couldn't make it. And wow.
We had a whole bunch of listeners. We had a great time. We had beanbags. We had champagne. We had some
Everyone got a rose?
We had some dip. It's fantastic, guys.
That's guys, awesome. There was dip.
Seriously, I hovered around that for way too long. I think I ate all the catering. But guys, everyone's heart broke. You know what? I just can't deal with it. I can't get it out of my head. I'm so upset. I was so invested in Nikki. I just thought, you know what I love about Nikki? Mate, she's wearing her glasses. She's got her frizzy hair. She's like, mate, who cares? Living a vida loca. I'm just having a good time and I'm in love.
She's like a monkey, letting a monkey get its rabies all over as it fondles her in her temple.
It's so sad because she genuinely, hand on heart, loved him so much. This is from her hometown state.
I just know in my heart that... this is right.
It's good. It's crazy, hey?
Yeah. I believe that it's him and he's the one for me. Mm.
Nikki, you're breaking my heart, man. When that foot came out and the red dress and I was like, oh, no, Nikki's going home, my heart broke.
Did you have a moment of going, maybe this is the one where they go, switcheroo, the one he wants comes out first?
Nope. I was so sure. She's so down to earth. She's so lovely. She's a little legend. Like, I have invested my life. I was going to move to Perth to be besties with her. Like, I want to spend Christmas with Snowy. Like, is that so hard to
ask? I
want to
spend Christmas with Snowy.
Like, I seriously...
Snowy for the next Bachelor. Now... Right. Here we go.
Nikki loves racing. I love the races. Sorry, Rove. I'm just worked up. Go.
So what do you think happened? Richie's decision, and let's be honest, let's be very clear, he will be on this show today and
we
can find out with Alex. So what do you think happened?
I don't know,
guys. If you're saying it's his decision, not yours.
I know that, guys. I'm very aware. And Alex, sure, she's related.
He wants to commute.
She's related to my best friend. Of course she's lovely. Yes, that's fine. I don't have a problem with Alex. I just have a problem with how much my heart is broken for Nikki. Like, she's shattered. Like, imagine how she's feeling today. Oh, my God, she'll be so heartbroken, guys.
Now, we get in trouble on this show for talking about the producers of The Bachelor, but there is something about the fact that you are forced, and you would know this, you've been on both sides.
Sure.
You are almost forced to be in love. Let's be honest, Elena, she went home for not telling him that
Elena's
she loves
like,
him.
Elena's like, mate.
She was like, I'll get there, but holy cow, brah. This has been a reality show, and maybe I just not need to get to know you a bit better outside of this weird little microcosmos before I open my heart to you. But it's like, no, you open your heart or you go home. Heart open, great, let's stab
it. If you know that Nikki is so in love with you, if you know she's like, I'm meant to be with this guy. I'm so in love. She went all the way to the goddamn finale. Are you joking?
Free trip to Bali, every cloud.
No, look, not every cloud.
I'm going to say this.
Every cloud is stormy. I have no faith. I'm over it. Every cloud I almost saw, guys. That's how fired up I am.
Every cloud is stormy. Well, look, I have been hashtag Team Alex from day one.
Well, congratulations.
You are welcome, Richie. You are welcome, Alex. But even I must say, and I'm going to ask him this question when he gets here. It seemed to me, right up until the day before, like when his mum and his sister were there, he still did not know which way he was going to
go.
This wasn't one and done, Sasha Milzarek.
I know. I apologised to Sasha last night. Fun fact, I sent him a message saying, I am so sorry I put you through this shit.
at least he didn't get fondled by a monkey. Roven Sam, Richie and Alex from The Bachelor in about 15 minutes' time. But right now there's a bunch of people been camped out that wouldn't even know Alex was even chosen, Sam.
Yeah, I know.
Because they have been sleeping on the streets to be the first to get the new iPhone 7 that goes on sale today.
You know, I've never been able to comprehend why people line up for days for a bloody phone. I can't understand it.
Well, let's find out because we have one of our team, Hammo, out on the street. We're at the Apple store. People have been lining up and there are people ready to go to be the first to get the new iPhone. Hammo, how are you?
Hammo!
There are like tens of people here and I have not seen this many men line up not to get a joke since I went to my year 11 formal. It is happening. I'm with Marcus at the moment. He's being swamped by the media. They're like vultures down here, Roven Sand. They're like vultures. They want a piece of this kid. He's got a wad full of cash. He's making it float. I'm going to hand you over to Marcus because he can tell you the dealio on his three-day journey here. Marcus, have a chat to Roven Sand.
Hello, Roven Sand. This is Marcus Bostrom speaking.
Hey, Marcus. So did I hear right, Marcus?
How are you today?
How are you? I'm 3 days? Did I hear you've been there for three days?
I can guarantee you I'm sleep deprived.
Yeah.
They do this thing called night road work that starts at 11 and finishes at 5.
So where are you? Which store are you at?
We're at the Apple Store Sydney. So we're in front of the line with the first people. It's great.
It's at George Street? Is that in George Street?
George Street.
Yeah, gotcha, right.
Marcus.
Yo, right in the guts of the roadworks as they put the new light rail in. Bravo.
Marcus.
Yes, Marcus. That's the one they're building, the light rail. Yeah.
Marcus, why on earth would you line up for 3 days? You know that you can buy the phone, tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah. Okay, I'm a diehard Apple fan.
Right.
All right, I wanted to be part of all the hype. I wanted to do the experience again. I always love doing the iPhone release. It's the best. That's why I do it.
Hey, what are the rules? What are the rules there, Marcus? Like, if you need to go take a leak or something, what are the rules for keeping your place in line?
So I've got with me four mates that we did the whole thing with. Me, Bashoy, Matt, and Mazin, and Paul. So Bashoy is the one in front of me. So I'm going to give you to him soon, just when we're done talking, because he's...
No, we'll be good.
Eager to talk.
And so how much for your spot?
All right, this question has been contemplated several times. So yesterday, before the 7 Plus got announced that it's not going to be there anymore, we were getting offered like 2.5K, 5 grand, and at one point someone came and offered Bashoy $10,000.
$10,000 for your spot in line?
Bashoy.
Let me tell you a story. My story.
Okay. Can Bashoy explain this story? He really wants to.
All right, let him tell his story. Get him on.
Quick. Hey, what's going on? What's your story for us?
The irony is we're using an iPhone 7 to talk to these guys. We got one earlier.
So last night, sounds amazing. So last night, a man walked up to me, as with many people, and he's like, oh, would you sell your seat? And I laughed at him, and then he's like, $10,000. So I laughed, and I said $5,000. And then before I knew it, he had all his business partners in their suits run up to me, and they're all like, yeah, we'll make the phone calls now. $5,000 and a free phone, cash.
But what are you still doing there?
But if he's offering $10,000, why would you go down to five?
And then our friends came to take us for dinner. So we left to go eat and we came back and they disappeared. So, yeah.
So did you take the money or not?
No. We went to eat and we thought they'd still be here and we came back, but they weren't.
Oh, they were going to hold your place in line for cash.
No. They said give us 30 minutes to get our hands on the
charge. Oh, I see. Right. That old chestnut. Oh, I've got to go get the money from my mate and then I'll be right back. He's a Nigerian prince. Trust me, it's all legit. Well, gents, best of luck being the first in Sydney, probably even the country, to get your new iPhone 7 and then you can text each other. because I quite clearly assume there's no other friends or loved ones in your life to be able to stand out there for 3 days. And thank you, Hammo.
Thanks, Hammo.
For making it happen. Good luck, Marcus. First in line.
Roven Sam.
We're talking about S-E-X.
Oh, my God.
You filthy animal.
This is the Filthy Bachelor.
You can say a lot of things about The Bachelor, but one thing we can all agree on, not filthy enough. That's why we beep very innocent words. It's been and make it sound a lot more worse than it is. It's been a wonderful ride taking this journey and making this thing so, so disgusting. Here it is, your Filthy Bachelor finale.
From the very beginning, Alex and I have shared an intense I love how much we always together. There's still a lot to consider there. But first, I just want to have a great together. There's just nothing but silence. You can really sort of clear your and I guess really concentrate on the people that you want to. We bounce off each other's just left, right and center.
My brother did him. He wasn't soft on him at all. I knew from the moment that I Richie that there was a great connection there.
I just like, yeah, being his nice feeling.
That was Bruno, and he was just nice.
Another thing I love about Nikki is how open she is with it.
I feel like we fit together so well. Like I could just like slot into the Christmas yeah. time and
yeah,
it just be really easy and it just feels good. You know, I've met two incredible women that I, you know, I actually can't wait for you to.
We're so excited to them.
Yeah?
We can't wait.
I do see a lot of chemistry between Nikki and Richie. She appears to be a lovely young.
I'm so anxious going into this knowing that Kate and Alana have no idea that I have.
He can be hurt too, thinking that he's got somebody that swings with his. But really, they're only playing a little game.
To be honest, after all of this, I'm excited about normal stuff, so the dog
yeah.
and family barbecues. Yep.
I could see Nikki fitting into our really well.
Family
that would please me
guys.
More than anything. Richard's got a really big on his hands.
They say that a monkey's got the strongest grip out of any animal, and I want to put that to the test because the way you squeeze my is next level.
They're super cute and also very inquisitive about what was in my
now they all want to check out what's going on in your.
This has been the biggest of my life.
That poem showed me that you were going to be vulnerable with me, that you were willing to open your. Coming down this adventure, Alex, I was told to follow my and following my has led me to you.
Just opens old wounds, filthy wounds. But there you have it. Thank you to The Bachelor, the gift that keeps on giving. Wow. Good luck, Georgia Love. You are next.
Roven Sam. This is Roven Sam's Office Survivor. Start work. Do work, end work.
Fly Virgin Australia to Samoa's luxurious Sinalae Reef Resort and Spa to enjoy sun-kissed days and star-filled nights.
So, Sam, you may have not got the result you wanted last night on The Bachelor.
Oh.
But here we are at the end of Office Survivor and your boy, Danny.
My boy, Danny. Oh, guys, I don't think I can deal if my boy Danny comes runner-up like my girl Nikki did. So we're just going to have to wait and see.
So Danny, he's doing it for his kids. He's a proud electrician dad.
Oh, he's my favourite. He's so cool and just like, man, living la vida loca.
Alina, flying under the radar, but she has the smarts to have taken two immunity challenges back-to-back. And it's all about redemption for Handsome Jack, the man that we know as
Don.
That's right. He
Jinx's
is part of Jinx folklore. He was a joke when he walked into this building. He's not just trying to get to the Sinalae Reef Resort and Spa in Samoa, an untouched, beautifully preserved island paradise flying Virgin Australia. He is here for pride, for honour, as they all are. When we left you yesterday, it was our final elimination. Winner take all. A bunch of photocopying paper above your head until you drop out. Let's take it home. Who wins? Office Survivor.
Three members of the sales team now
having to cannibalize each other
to be the sole Office Survivor. This is your final challenge. Paper, you will hold one ream of paper above your head. 30 seconds later, another stack gets added. And another. Until you have all five on top of you. The moment you drop any of your paper, you are out of this game and your chance of going to Samoa, gone.
This is your final challenge.
Survivors, are you ready?
3, 2, 1. This challenge is on. After weeks of Office Survivor, starting work, doing work, we are about to end work.
2 stacks of paper each.
This weight is going to start to hurt.
3 stacks of paper high. Danny.
Sussing out the other competition.
Elena.
Eyes closed, focused.
Jack.
Getting slightly distracted, keeping his eye on what everyone else is doing. Will it throw his game off?
4 stacks high.
Danny's starting to shake. Biggest man in this thing.
Oh,
could
Danny.
He be the first out?
5 stacks high.
This goes to the finish. Elena starting to show it. Jack is focused.
Oh, guys, this is so tricky.
Remember, this is you and your chance to get to Samoa on your shoulders.
You're so
hanging in there, gutting it out. Jack is steady as a rock. Elena and Danny, it seems like mere moments. Wait, Danny's out. Elena's out. Jack wins Office Survivor.
Handsome Jack, mate. He may have f***ed up Jinx, but guys, he's going to Samoa.
I proved you wrong.
Danny,
Elena,
you guys made final 3.
And what a tremendous effort down to the finish. What a final. But Jack, congratulations, sole Office Survivor.
You started work, you did work, and mate, you just ended work.
Just
Thank
do
you
feel redeemed?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Now, Jack, the big question everyone wants to know. Name a member of Destiny's Child.
3, 2, 1.
Beyonce.
Yay!
There we go. Congratulations, Jack.
Oh, now there is a happy finale ending. But still, you know, Danny, I love you. You came second. You came runner-up. That's brilliant, Danny. I love you. I hope your kids are proud. And Jack, thanks for answering the question.
And Elena, well done too. Last woman standing. Thanks to everybody who took part. Our listeners, Sam, we say it a lot. They are the best.
They honestly are. They're super cool. They're all having a good time. They're just chilled. I love it.
Rogan Sam.
There are two loved up little children in this studio. The big result. All hanging out for it last night.
Coming down this adventure, Alex, I was told to follow my heart. And following my heart has led me to you. I love you, Alex.
Richie, Alex, welcome and congratulations.
Hi, guys. Welcome, guys. I don't know where to look. I don't know how to feel.
Sam, sit back.
Thank you, Ryan.
Excuse me.
Eyes are up here.
I know you are the reigning bachelorette still. But I have a little something that this is my moment.
Oh.
Do not take this away from me.
Because
there was a little something way back, day one, when you were first on this show, Richie, to talk about your bachelor experience. Mm-hmm. We're just looking at a sea of faces, Sam.
Guys, we've got no idea.
And didn't a tiny little guy from your hometown of Perth come up with this? But I reckon we've got Alex. She's 24. She's a venue manager. She's a young mum who's always followed her head and has decided now it's time to follow her heart. Oh, Gabby, I can't go on. I picked it. Picked it.
I think this is before the first step.
Richie, Alex, you're welcome. You're welcome.
That is what it is.
Okay, so let's start with this one. When did you know, Richie?
Look, you know, looking back, there's so many moments where, you know, I definitely know what we had was real and I started to fall in love with Alex. There's a lot of stuff you don't get to see. You know, you only see a small percentage.
When did you know?
Look, there was quite a few moments.
When was it?
The exact 100%.
Absolutely.
This is the girl that
this
I want to.
This is it. Because here's the thing. Here's how I'll say it. Okay. It looked like in that final episode, it was like, I'm going to go to sleep and I'm going to flip a coin. I'll wake up tomorrow and that's my decision.
Yeah, it's great edit.
No. Well, let's be honest. If it's the edit, then when did you know?
You know, I think after our first date, I could really feel the chemistry that I had with Alex. Our second kiss was literally amazing. You didn't get to see it. Mm-hmm. That was lovely. A good little edit there. It was straight out of there. She kissed me in this that turret, the white rose turret that we had.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
Yeah, like I looked away afterwards and, yeah, looked at the cameraman Mossy and I was just like, holy shit. Like, it was just
bloody
10
Mossy.
Out of...
He's got
10 out of 15. So
yeah, it's a shame you don't get to see.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you don't get to see, but there's a lot of moments like that, a lot of really lovely conversations that we shared where I started to fall for Alex. So
and yeah. Alex, how confident were you? Because I'm sure you're all talking in the house. A lot of people, let's be honest, thought Nikki had it last night.
Yeah, definitely.
So how were you feeling towards the end?
I was confident in what I felt for Rich, and I definitely felt it was reciprocated, but. You know, Nikki's a gorgeous girl, and I thought, well, I could be very wrong. I could get to the end here, and it might not be me. So I did have that lingering.
How nervous were you yesterday? Because let's be honest, this one here, little Esfro, and old Sasha, my man, last year, so close to the finish line, and everybody found out way too soon.
Yeah.
Yesterday, before the result, because you shot a little video together, shot a little picture together, were you shitting yourself that someone somewhere was about to spill
were
the beans?
Were you in a bunker?
No, we
were basically what we were wondering.
I think Channel 10 was shitting themselves.
Yeah, Channel 10.
Everyone was shitting themselves around us.
Oh, we got in trouble 48 hours ago for something we didn't even do.
Yeah.
And don't get me started
Speaking
on that.
Speaking of Sash, he has to eat his own head, eh?
Mate,
yeah,
Sash is mad.
What a chin.
Sash and I on the phone last night after the finale, you don't want to know that conversation. You don't want to know.
And one last thing I want to ask. We had this chat about Elijah on your time at the home visit.
It would probably be best for the three of us if maybe we waited for you to meet little man. Just because, you know, you are still dating three other girls.
Your son, Elijah. So now that you are not dating three other girls, Richie, have we had the meet yet?
No, we haven't. We've literally just come out of this this whole experience. So obviously everything's quite secretive.
Sure.
But, you know, we're certainly going to plan for that event to happen.
It's a bit chaotic for us at the moment. I think for something like that, it should be... you know, enjoyable as it possibly can be for all three of us. So we want it to be as relaxed and enjoyable as possible.
Well, congratulations. Hashtag
Thank
Team Alex.
Thank you so much.
But look, that's all I have for now. The defence rests. I will sit back now because it's Sam Frost's turn to take the microphone. She was very pro-Nikki towards the end. She has a lot to say. You will hear it next.
Rogan Sam.
Sam. Over to you.
Guys, I've got high blood pressure.
Sam's
I don't know
stressed.
How to
deal
with this. I couldn't really sleep. Stressed. I couldn't eat. I was so invested in Nikki. I wanted to go meet Snowy and hang out. We can all be besties and have picnics and drink wine.
Oh, my God, Richie, what happened?
Alex, you're lovely.
Thank
don't get
you,
me
Sam.
Wrong. This isn't about you. You're lovely. You're sweet.
Thank
you're
you.
Delightful. You're related to my bestie. That's great. But guys, I was so invested with Nikki and we had a finale party on the rooftop last night. This is the reaction when we realised Nikki's going home.
Hey Nikki, I really hope you understand. My heart is with Alex.
The room was devastated. Guys... what happened? How difficult was it to bring Nikki along all the way to the finale knowing that she was so in love with you?
That was one of the most difficult things I've ever had to do. I guess for my own sanity, I tried to go about each date and each moment that I had with, you know, each girl, and you know, it was Nikki and Alex, that and just focus on that relationship that I was building and try and give it every opportunity to blossom, every opportunity for me to fall in love with that. With that girl.
Now, did you think, obviously saying that Al, you knew quite earlier on, before the finale, did you ever think maybe I shouldn't bring Nikki to the finale, knowing how devastated she's going to be, thinking this, we're meant to be, this is going to be me. And she was so madly in love with you, and to take her all the way thinking, mate, I've got this. Did you ever think, you know what, maybe I should let her go a little bit earlier to save her from that heartbreak?
You know, when you watch her back and you see those voxies of Nikki saying those things, they're the kind of conversations I'm not privy to. So there's a lot of things I do miss there. You know, I was just in this position where, you know, I did build a really beautiful relationship with Nikki, but, you know, I was definitely falling for Alex. So it's just a really tough position you're in being the bachelor, and it's, I guess it's my cross that I got to bear. It's not easy. That was a pretty brutal
I guess because it can't be like 4 weeks out and you say, no, I know who it is.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can't just go to the producers, yeah, guys, I know who it is. Yeah, let's wrap this up. It just doesn't work like that.
And trust me, I get it more than anyone.
Yeah, it just doesn't work like that. And, you know, a lot of the things that Nikki said, you know, in those Foxies, I just certainly was not privy to. So.
Oh, man, it kills me.
I know.
It kills me.
Watch it back.
Richie,
and
it was
like,
hard to watch.
It's really hard to watch.
And then, Alex, how are you feeling knowing that, you know, after the finale, like, even myself, I'm like, no!
Yeah, everyone's so devastated.
Everyone's devastated.
Except me.
I'm bloody Team Nikki.
I just want to point out that I'm really happy.
Richie, this isn't about you.
Richie, we are happy you're happy. Don't get me wrong. But I think everyone's frustration and disappointment was just seeing someone who was so vulnerable, so upset, 100%. And just get her heartbroken in such a dramatic way. I think that was what really...
Yeah, you know, Nikki, she's a gorgeous person, as everyone's seen. You know, Australia fell in love with Nikki, and how could you not? She's absolutely beautiful. But, you know, for me, this was Richie's journey, and at the end of the day, his heart led him to me. So, you know, I'm just so thankful for that. And it was hard to watch. I felt everything. I cried with her because she's just a beautiful girl, and I wish her every happiness because she deserves it. She really does.
Yeah, absolutely. Nikki for The Bachelorette. I'm calling it.
Yeah.
I just got a text message from Sasha. He has a question for you, Richie.
Okay.
Texting you, mate. I've got three texts. Sorry.
He wants to know, was it in your contract that you weren't allowed to do leg weights prior to or during filming? And he's looking forward to doing some one-on-one boxing, having witnessed that elusive double punch.
Was the double punch? Hey, I made the Iceman laugh. Yeah, just tell him it's really hard to do a leg press when your chin's so large. It's like a weight distribution.
Well, guys, best of luck for the future.
Yeah, like, and we are very happy that you guys
are
happy.
Thank you, guys.
And more than anything, I'm sure Sam can attest to this. We hope you are just left now to just be a couple and be as normal as life can be, having been through this now. Enjoy whatever comes next.
And I will just very quickly say, this little patch, it's fun, enjoy it, and it gets really hard, and you fight, and it's hard, but you'll get through it, and just as long as you stick together and just be yourself, that's all you need to do.
We got this.
Richie, Alex, congratulations.
Thank you so
Thanks
much
for joining
guys.
Us.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks for having us, guys.
Rogan Sam. Time to enter the judge free zone.
Your chance to see Keith Urban on our world famous rooftop. What we like to do, it's almost a mantra on this show anyway, right, Sam?
Yeah, absolutely. We live in a judge free zone.
But we want to make it official, so let's lower the cone. In the zone. So I'm making it sound grubby today. It's like I'm doing a filthy judge-free zone. Let's slip into this. It feels tight, but good.
Rachel in Eagle Vale, good morning.
Oh, I think I farted in the zone. Sorry.
Oh, gross.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well, thank you. Now, welcome to the judge-free zone. What would you like to get off your chest today?
Oh, this is so embarrassing, but I'm so glad that I'm in the judge-free zone.
Yep. Sure.
So I got invited to a pretty exclusive party, and I really wanted to impress all the people that I was going with. But I was a little on the poor side, so I went and I bought this really fancy handbag, and I was flashing it around all night. Did the trick, everybody was impressed with me, and the next day I actually took it back to the shop to get a refund because I couldn't afford it.
Nice.
And then they looked at your Instagram page and went, oh, hang on a second.
Shouldn't have tagged them in the pictures, really shouldn't have tagged them in the pictures.
Oh, Rachel, I love it.
I take it you got the money back, Rach?
I did.
Good girl.
So it worked a treat.
Yeah, good job, why not? We've all done it. I know people have done it with the dresses, shirts, underwear.
I've done it a couple of times with like a denim shirt or so. Like, you know, someone will give it to me, like a stylist, and you have to just wear it and then give it back and then go, mate, I didn't wear it, so you can have it back.
I have been known to wear something out with a tag on it just to be sure that it's right and then gone, nah, and taken it back.
Yeah. Sarah in St. Clair, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, what's your judge-free story?
Okay, so when I was a teenager, my parents worked a lot, so they used to send us on a camp, like a week away, and it was a mixed camp, and there was like this group of girls that were really popular and used to put like a lot of crap on us. So my dad worked for a company, and they have fluorescein, which sends things green when added to water.
Hang on,
so
they have what?
It's this stuff called fluorescein.
Oh, fluorescein.
So it, like, you put it down drain pipes to see where there's clogs and things.
Gotcha. And it's green, you said. It's bright
added
green.
Added water, it's green.
It's right. It's not green until you add water.
Gotcha.
So I put this girl's shampoo.
Oh.
So when she washed her hair went bright green. And every time she washed her hair got greener.
Ah! Sucked in, horrible girl. I mean, very good. Very good. Sorry, I'm just not judging. I take no sides here.
No one ever figured it out. It was me or what was sending her hair
what
green.
What a masterful plan.
Evil
that's
genius.
That's the plan, the long game.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're a meanie peeny.
Best served. Oh.
I don't know.
I had a meanie peeny once. But
oh, right.
It's all right.
Did
it's much. It's much better now.
Okay.
It's much better now.
You decide. You always decide the judge-free ones. I just hang back and chill.
I'm being too entertained. Okay, judge-free zone. Sarah.
Yeah, okay, great. Sarah, congratulations. You've won today.
Bit of a non-event after that. Hey, Sarah, you're going to see Kurt Urban on the world famous...
Kurt
Urban on the world famous rap tab.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Oh, you're going to have a ball. We'll be there. You'll be dancing in the tears of everyone who was voting for Nikki last night in The Bachelor. Thank you, Sam Frost, for another delightful podcast.
Thank you, Rove McManus, for being such a chippy little thing.
Look, I put my winning chipper attitude down to our friends at Snooze.
They really are very good at taking out the guesswork of buying a bed.
Yeah, they're so good at helping to identify what type of bed like best suits your needs. I reckon this must be what online dating is like, but with a bed that you're happy to end up with.
I'm not certain it is anything like that.
Well, each of their own, I guess. Anyway, I'm off for a nice romantic dinner with my bed right now.
Don't you mean your wife?
Yeah, my human wife.
Okay, say hello to Taz for me.
I will, and I'm sure Snooze sends her regards too.
I don't think your wife's name is Snooze.
What? Anyway, gotta run. Yoinks!
Wow, it really is amazing what a little Snooze can do.